second week of clearing out a heroin haven along the Conrail tracks in Philadelphia's Kensington neighborhood is drawing to a close. As Joel Wolfram reports for WHYY's Behavioral Health Desk, bulldozers have reached the most notorious drug encampment in the railroad gulch known as El Campamento.
Asteria Vivas walks down tracks left by a bulldozer along the patch of dirt where makeshift huts used to stand.
People were literally watching it like it was a movie. They were like, some of them were like devastated and a few happy and a few lost because they don't know where to go now.
Vivas is an outreach volunteer who has been trying to help drug users at El Campamento for the past year and a half. All that remains of the camp are three shacks hugging a fence at the top of the slope leading down to the tracks, and two giant mounds of trash below. They contain the white wrappers of syringes, mattresses, and wooden pallets that were used to build the makeshift shelters. But the camp isn't completely abandoned yet. As we stand there, three people move through a hole in the fence and disappear inside of one of the remaining shacks known as the doctor's office, where users could pay someone to inject them with heroin.
The people that just went in, I do know them. You do get to know them. You get to know them as a friend, and you get to know them like a family.
But when Conrail dismantles these shelters and puts up new fencing here, drug users will likely look for other places to shoot up. Outreach workers like Vivas are encouraging them to get help instead. They're making progress, but it's slow work. In the first week of the cleanup, the city reports 50 people were referred to treatment from mobile outreach stations set up near the tracks. That's less than half of the 141 people who spoke to outreach workers. For many, getting treatment isn't as easy as it sounds. On the street outside El Campamento, Vivas approaches a man she recognizes named Dante. He's been in treatment before and is trying to get help again.
I don't like to get high. I enjoy the feeling, but I don't like...
I don't like all this. I don't feel comfortable with this.
It's pretty much destroying you.
Yeah.
Dante has a job and private health insurance, but is having a hard time finding a place in Philadelphia where he can get the intensive outpatient treatment he says he needs. A program he had been through before said they weren't taking new patients.
But they also was telling me that they don't take my insurance. And I was like, I take my insurance? What do you mean? They take mostly welfare insurance.
Dante says that's also true of the treatment programs where he lives in West Philadelphia. He says he's sent his intake papers to a place in Center City, but he's waiting to hear back. Vivas says she'll look into some other options for Dante. For now, she can only offer him a sandwich and words of encouragement. For WHYY, Joel Wolfram.